Thanks for downloading the Tanker Market Report podcast from Coracle and Braemar Seascope for April 6th, 2012. This report looks at the VLCC, Suezmax, Aframax and clean products markets. We start with the VLCC sector, and the big ship owners have got the charterers right where they want them. Well, some of the earlier, modern, well-approved vessels have anyway. The others are mostly going about their business hoping by the time they get to the AG the market will still be strong. The long weekend often disrupts things in unexpected ways. It was actually last week when the pre-Easter rush came because the Chinese were also on holiday this week. So far, over the last 3 days, volumes have dropped, but rates have held firm at 270 at 70 for AG East. Meanwhile, the Saudis decided that they also needed quite a volume, so AG West has also been doing brisk business, pushing rates from a world scale 40 level up to 45. All in all, it's been a very good week for VLCC owners. The 30-day availability index shows 40 Vs arriving at Fujairah, of which 8 are over 15 years old, compared to 45 last week, which was the shortest available tonnage list we'd seen all year, so it seems this firmness is set to continue. The freight rate for 280 AG US Gulf is 45, and with bunkers down a couple of dollars to 738 a tonne, earnings for the round trip via Suez are $16,500 a day. This compares with 270 AG South Korea at 71 and a quarter and returning owners $49,000 a day. The end of last week saw the West African Suezmax market quieten down and the rates drop off. The movements we've seen in the last couple of weeks have not been too dramatic, and this has continued this week. With this being a short week for everyone who celebrates the upcoming holiday, there was a certain level of expectation about the market being busy and clutches of cargoes being quoted at the same time. We've not seen this in West Africa at all, with charterers gently dripping the cargoes into the market. This has, of course, had a negative effect on the rates as far as owners are concerned, and the few fixtures that were completed this week pushed rates down to 70 for US Gulf discharge. The major market activity has come in the Caribbean this week for Suezmaxes. This may be due to charterers making up the shortfall of Iranian crude, or just the fact that pricing worked for Suezmaxes. However, there's no doubt that the activity in that region has picked up, and should this level of excitement continue into next week, it might yet have an impact on the West Africa tonnage list. With another short week next week, owners will be patient and expect the amount of fresh cargoes to enter the market next week to be plentiful. The list still looks relatively overtonnaged, so we may expect the rates will stay relatively flat. The Baltic Aframax market firmed significantly this week as a result of the port of Ust-Luga adding to inquiry and replacement fixing. This has all contributed to driving rates up, with a number of charterers having ships on subs at 100 at 115, with reports that even more has been done, but yet to be confirmed. On the back of this, the Cross North Sea rate has also firmed. Looking at the clean markets, and both LR1s and LR2s enjoyed some improvements to their fortune this week, with a high of 115 reported to Japan on the LR1s, and rates of up to 1.775 million to the UK Cont. LR2s saw 2.225 million confirmed for AG to the Cont, and 95 to Japan, however rates have slipped a little since that high. It remains to be seen if owners have got the bravado to hold out and continue this slight bull run. LR1s are in a delicate balance in that they have seen an influx of business pushing their rates up, partly driven by the bullish MR market for Cross AG. In the meantime, though, the longer-term prospects remain thin and no one is talking about the holiday weekend clear-out effect, which is part of the current upward rate drive. Finally, we did have a positive week for MR owners in the AG. Activity, and more importantly rate increases, picked up where it left off at the end of last week. Charterers have continued to fix their NAFTA cargoes forward to secure tonnage off a firm position, and in the absence of any Chinese or Korean ships being available, TC12 jumped 10 points to 130. Delays in the Red Sea, Iraq and Durban continue to contribute to a tight tonnage list, with some very uncertain, unworkable positions, which have in turn tightened the market and left owners with vessels with firm itineraries bullish and expectant. In the West and on the continent, ships continue to get fixed, the position lists tighten and rates continue to flatline or even go down as owners are seemingly more concerned with coverage over the long Easter weekend rather than analysing the position list and seeing the value in certain positions. So although the list looks very tight for the 10-14 April window, especially for full clean rather than last cargo palm or veg oil, rates are currently 37 at 140, as charterers are able to rely on nervousness winning out over bullishness. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at Coracle, have a great Easter.